Hi, everyone. My name is Sue. I'm a full-time working woman in her late 40s and mom to two young energetic boys living on beautiful Vancouver Island. I wanted to take this opportunity to share my experience working with Rachel Varga. With aging skin and a busy lifestyle, I felt that I needed some serious guidance on how to tackle my skin issues and overall wellness. Since my early 20s, I have made my skin health, diet, and exercise a top priority. But I eventually found that the skin and hair care products I was using and spending a lot of money on just weren't cutting it. I scheduled a one-on-one consultation with Rachel earlier this year in May, and also attended the recent spring skin camp where I learned so much from the tutorials. During the one-on-one, I instantly felt a warmth and openness, and Rachel really took the time to listen and provide practical and personalized recommendations. She now has me dialed in with my products and supplements to support me from the inside and out. After only using the products for a couple of weeks, my skin and hair felt incredible, and it helped me to not only restore my confidence, but I am now receiving compliments on my healthy glow. Rachel also provided some valuable biohacking tips for both me and my family. Over the months, Rachel always took the time to respond to any questions I had. I recently had a 30-minute follow-up appointment with Rachel, and again, it was such a pleasure connecting with her. Her expertise in the field of skin aging and radiance is unparalleled, and I trust her completely. Rachel has changed my life, and she has inspired me to strive to be the best version of myself in every way. I can't recommend working with her enough.
Hello and welcome to today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, a humble human on a mission, here to help you achieve and receive the best hair, skin, and nails of your life. Using my background since 2011 as a double board certified aesthetic hair specialist and having performed over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures, I bring the best of many worlds, including the worlds of home care, in clinic, and also the research behind what truly can help slow aging, looking at some of my research on oxidative stress status and its impacts on the skin. In the School of Radiance podcast, we explore many things beyond just the superficial to help you glow from the inside out and become your most radiant version. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to today's episode. And we are discussing how energy frequency, one of my favorite topics to cover for radiance and skin, how energy frequency can support our beauty and radiance. And I'm really excited to have joining us today, David Wong. And I actually have his tech right beside me. And I'm really excited to get into this episode on a little bit of the behind the scenes types of things that I do to promote radiance that I don't always talk about publicly. This is something that I discuss a little bit more in the School of Radiance. So you're getting a little bit of a sneak peek as to some of the tech that I love to use. So let me tell you about today's guest, David Wong, the Qi Master of Frequency Expert. He's a best-selling author, health tech founder, visionary inventor, martial artist, Qigong practitioner, and entrepreneur. He is the founder of Qi Life, a company that develops cutting-edge technologies for personal wellness and a world-class expert on Qi energy and the science of life force. His charismatic mission is to empower others to self-heal easily without relying on pills or invasive procedures. His own personal journey of transformation began when he self-healed from an incurable digestive disease that he had had for over 10 years, achieved with only frequency and energy devices in less than 90 days. This led him to research and develop many frequency-based technologies such as the Qi Coil and Frequency Method. By integrating ancient wisdom and modern science, he has deciphered the code to longevity, anti-aging, optimal fitness, and beauty. He's very radiant if you're watching this episode, as well as happiness and altered mind states that some say is everyone's hidden superpower. His lifelong passion is to help other truth seekers transform 1% a day and unlock their human potential. In essence, healing and raising the resonance of the world. When he's not immersed in his work, David enjoys practicing Qigong, playing the piano, and honing his martial arts skills as a third-generation student of Bruce Lee.
He often spends his leisure time in the company of his two dogs, enjoying the serenity of nature. Be sure to follow David on his socials and learn more about his technologies at usethechi.com, as well as you can use promo code Rachel10 at chilifestore.com. These links are going to be in the description of this episode. And I love this tech, and we're going to be talking all about it today with David. Welcome, 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 David Wong. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great to have you here. And the cool thing about David and I is we're actually both from the southwest coast of Canada. David's from Vancouver. I'm from Vancouver Island. You know, behind the scenes, I've shared with him some of my favorite hiking trails. So excited for you to get to know those spaces as well. So David, I love to ask everyone that comes on the show, what is radiance to you? Because when I see you, and the first time I saw you, I was like, wow, this is one radiant man if I ever saw one. And I've only seen truly a handful of radiant men in this lifetime. So I'd love for you to explain, what does radiance mean to you? And why do you think you have it? Well, you have it, but why do you think that is?
I think simply put is just to feel great and look great. Not much more to it.
Yeah. And you know what? You're right. It's when clients have said to me over the years, you know, I feel good. I just want to look good too. Or I look good, but I don't feel great. These are the ways that we can support the body behind the scenes to look great and feel great, but not just great, but be our most optimized, powerful versions as well, which in martial arts, you practice the life force cultivation. And that's actually something that's really unique to martial artists, being able to hone and master and direct that life force, which has beautiful benefits in manifestation and direction in life and grounding and all of that.
Exactly. Yes. So feeling great, looking great, that's the simple part. How to get there, it can be simple too, but basically it's about balancing your energy from the inside and balancing that with the energy on the outside. So in, you know, Chinese philosophy, there's the yin and the yang, there's the internal and the external, there's the dark and the light, and there's the feminine and masculine. So it's all about balancing every part, aspect of your life, you know, your health, your relationships, your business, with those concepts in mind, you know, balancing the yin and the yang.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that with your health, your relationships, and your business, because unfortunately I see a lot of people who are talking about health in their business. They're not balanced themselves either. And this is so important, especially for women in business, having the masculine and the feminine balanced also. And for, you know, all the quote unquote bad things happening in the world, there's just as much good happening in the world because there's this constant balance with duality of good, evil, light, dark, and all that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So David, what in your opinion is the future of mental health, and how does your key coils technology and frequency potentially impact our mental health?
Right. So I think we should go back to my story of how I healed myself from this ulcerative colitis. So I had this incurable digestive disease. I went to so many experts and doctors, and all they told me was, oh, you got to take this medication, you got to take this medication, and so on. And what ended up happening was none of it worked, right? It was just a waste of money. But what else was that it gave me a bunch of side effects. I got this eczema. I got this skin disease I never had from this medication. So I said, no, this is BS. I don't want to do this anymore. So I started to research other ways of healing, and I just got so sick and tired of being sick. You know, I had chronic fatigue. I couldn't even leave the house because I was bleeding so much, and I had brain fog, and I was just depressed. And I was just so sick and tired. I was like, I gotta change something. So I just started to do more meditation. I wanted to pursue my spiritual life, and when I did that, what ended up happening was my, you know, doors opened for me, and I started to research about frequencies and technologies and devices that actually help my meditation. But through that process of doing or deepening my meditation, I discovered frequencies and technology that I experimented with at that time. In 90 days, I healed myself completely. So I not only healed myself physically because the bleeding stopped, I had no more inflammation, but also healed myself emotionally and psychologically So my mental health was improved dramatically because I was no longer depressed. And it was like night and day. And I was very surprised at what happened, because once I just played the frequency, I can feel that shift almost instantly and say, wow, I just feel so much better. I don't feel stressed out. Like all those negative thoughts, all that trauma, I'm not even thinking about it. It's not even affecting me anymore. And I'm just feeling good. And that just makes me motivated, like wanting to do something, wanting to get out of bed, or wanting to leave the house, or wanting to like basically become active, stop watching TV, and you know, start creating things and start building and start to become more productive and become more of impact on other people's lives.
Beautifully stated. It oftentimes is the case where someone goes through a health crisis and then found something that worked for them and then shares it from the mountaintop. So thank you for sharing your story and how frequency energy medicine has truly helped to support you. And now you're sharing this in a really sophisticated way. I have David's technology right next to me, and I would love for you to share how these copper coiled devices work, as well as you know, the different parts of the tech as well. There's a tablet, there's another piece here, converter, connector, mm-hmm. You describe that. And then the coils here, and they're very beautiful and they're really easy to use. So tell us a little bit about your technology so people have an awareness of how it works, how to use it.
Okay, so they call me the frequency expert. And the reason is because I've created this technology is based on frequency and energy that can transform yourself or anybody 1% a day, or even faster than that. And the, you know, the science behind it is that every part of our, you know, living system, every system in our body or our mind, or every, you know, part of ourselves can be affected. It can be changed through frequency. Okay. So if you talk about our cells can be charged with electromagnetic field. Like, you know, we have our cell phones, we place them on these wireless chargers that are not connected to any wires, and it will charge your battery on your phone because it uses an electromagnetic field to send energy into the battery without any wires. So the same thing, that's like basically the same thing as what the Qi coils do, because it's sending energy to the cells in your body without any wires, with just an electromagnetic field. So, and it's been scientifically proven that when you have a specific frequency and expose your cells to a magnetic field, increase the regeneration of the cells and also ATP production, which is the ATP is like the currency of energy throughout your body. So that's happening on the cellular level. Now we go deeper into the DNA. Scientists have found that DNA is highly sensitive to electromagnetic fields. That's why with all the 5G radiation right now, our DNA has been completely damaged. And you can see the results of it. People getting cancer that are young. Now there's 1 out of 5 Canadians who have cancer. That wasn't the case, you know, just 10 years ago. Now we have like teenagers getting cancer. We had never unheard of just 10 years ago. And so, and what else? Our fertility rates are, you know, down the drain because, you know, of the DNA damage that's being caused by this radiation. So this frequencies can be harmful to you, but also it can be beneficial for you if you have the right frequencies. So when you have the Qi coils playing frequencies that can counteract all that damage and even repair some of your DNA, then you become more resilient and you become a lot more healthier. You become a lot more happier as well, because like I said, it works in both the physical and the psychological level. And there's even the spiritual level, which you can talk about some more if you want.
Yeah. And I just wanted to show that you can actually use the coils on the go. And no, I'm not sponsored to talk about this tech. I'm really excited to share with you, because basically we've been able to figure out a couple decades ago the frequency of just about everything, from different cells, different pathogens, as well as even clothing and different types of material. You can basically hook something up to something, and then it gives you a frequency and a vibration of that specific material, whether it's a singular atom or whether it's a chemical compound or some type of material or fiber or plant. And, you know, I've seen them on Instagram, these ads where you can hook up these little clips to a leaf or a plant and it plays a specific frequency also. So those are just some examples for you to kind of conceptualize and quantify that everything really does have a frequency. why don't we walk through how to use your technology and just how easy it is to turn on? Because I have mine right here.
Yes. So we have something called a Resonant Console. It's a tablet where we programmed over 10,000 programs. So we have the most programs out of everything out there. So the reason is because we include 10,000 of Dr. Royal Rife's frequencies, which we people have used over the last 8 years. They've been proven. They've been tested thousands of times. And we have 800 of our own proprietary frequencies. So some of them, which are very powerful just by listening to them. Is it okay I play one of them so they can hear what it sounds like?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm just actually turning mine on right now, too. And I'm going to be playing the skin frequency. So it's cool because I can see all the different hertz ranging from 311 to 923 hertz. Love, love, love listening to different frequencies and sounds. So go for it. I'm going to play mine, too.
So this is Remove Negative Energy, and it's one of our free frequencies. You can get it from our website. So this is something you can listen to if you want to relieve stress, or if you want have trauma, or if you have any kind of negative energy surrounding an area. You can play this throughout the house and make everybody feel better. So here's what it sounds like. So how did you feel from that few seconds?
I've actually always been pretty sensitive to sounds, and I love playing middle C on the piano. And so I really like hearing that, E, middle C in those sounds. Those ones that have always come across as very uplifting, specific notes to me. And I like that. It sounded a little bit galactic as well as, a little bit ethereal. It sounds really nice. Mm-hmm. So quick question, you can utilize the frequencies either in the sound format for sound-based therapy, mm-hmm. as well as actually hook the coils up to the tablet through the converter, and then the frequencies coming through the coils, correct?
Exactly. So there's three ways of using our technology. You can just use the sound by itself. If you don't, have the coils with you, or you just want to try it out, you use your sounds and you can listen to them. So all of our higher quantum inner circle frequencies are actually very powerful just by listening to. Then you can connect the coils and it turns the sounds into magnetic, invisible, silent energy. Or you can use both. So you just connect both, like let's say a speaker, a headphone, and you can connect the coil at the same time. And now you can get both at the same time. So you got three different ways of using it.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you behind the scenes, I'm actually playing the skin program here, which is really cool. So I'm on 311 hertz right now. I'm going to be getting more radiant as I go throughout the day. And so explain to us why there are two coils necessary.
Well, it's yin and yang. One is wounded counterclockwise, one is wounded clockwise. And you can actually feel the difference. I'm not sure if you tried this yet, though. But if you plug in one and you put it in front of your belly, it feels different. Plug in the other one and it feels different. So the yin would be more relaxing and you'll feel this deep healing sensation. You'll feel the heat spread out through your body. You feel your mood improving. The yang is more like activating. You feel like yourself being lifted up for some reason. You feel more focused and more clarity. So, and then there's actually different ways of positioning them and different directions. There's actually a front and a back too. And when you put them on, like for example, if you put the yang on your head facing down, and you put the yin underneath your seat facing up, you get this sensation like you're lengthening your spine, like your head is being pulled up and your lower body is being pulled down. And it feels like you've got this like kundalini effect happening, and you're lengthening your energy. And that you feel really expansive and you feel really confident and you feel really aligned and centered with that. And that's one of my favorite configurations. There's other configurations, for example, you put them this way and put them in front of your belly, then you feel this like giddy, like somebody's tickling you and feel like you just want to laugh and kind of giggle. So we've actually made a diagram of how you combine different directions and different configurations. And we have nine different ways of placing the coils. We give you nine different effects. So we got 10,000 frequencies, you've got nine different ways. So that's 90,000 different ways you can use the coils.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I'll be the first to tell you that when I have held specific coils, I will feel, me personally, the difference between the sides of them. So thank you for explaining that because, you know, basically this is creating a torus field using vortex-based mathematics. And this, you know, this really is the future, and we're hearing more and more about this type of information technology. It's becoming a little bit more mainstream. We were talking about how, you know, near infrared and red light therapy, you know, I've talked about this before in, you know, previous calls today, even that type of technology was kind of like, what? We don't understand this. And now it's utilized absolutely everywhere. So I think what's going to happen is just in the next couple of years, you're going to be seeing more information and tech come out that are using these copper wound essentially coils, and the direction and the wrapping of the coils and the copper itself is really important. And you've done a gorgeous job at basically encasing the wiring. These are really beautiful, sophisticated looking project. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we've left a lot of that, lots of different renditions of it to get it the way it is right now. So speaking of the coils, we have so we other than the ones you have there, we have the Chico Mini, which is like a really small, compact, and portable one. That's an entry level one. We also have the larger ones like the Chico Max, which are 5 inches large, and these can go out 20 feet in diameter. I mean, in radius. And the gold ones that you see, they all have these crystals inside. So you add these crystal resonance, they're terminated crystals. So they're designed for basically projecting the frequencies even further. As I know it's hard to see, but if you look very, very carefully, you can see there's crystals inside of
I
there.
was actually wondering, was that what that was from? I wasn't sure if it was from the resin mold itself, but good to know that those are actually crystals. I didn't know that.
And then we have our larger ones, the Chico Aura, which is 2 by 2 feet. It's actually behind me. It's quite large. And that covers 3,000 square foot in the home. And
Yeah.
what we've been using in the schools, we just recently did a case study with a classroom of kids who have autism, ADHD. They're the lowest performing in the state. They were in Q1, lowest performing. And after 4 months of using technology and using our learning system, now they're actually doing better than the normal kids. They're performing in top 1% in the nation in math scores. So here's the kids that you can't even approach. They have autism, maybe approach them, they scream. And now they're actually in front of the class, leading the class, doing EFT, doing emotional freedom techniques. And then the educators are coming into our classroom and they say, how are you able to do with these kids, which we couldn't do for years? We try to get them to talk, and we couldn't do that for years. And now in 4 months, you got them to lead the classroom.
Yeah, well, I mean, you'll see this in children when they're on technology watching a show and they turn the show off or take away a piece of tech that they were watching something on. Their mood is more in a negative emotional state because they get so addicted to the colors and, you know, the stimuli and things like that. And yeah, tech really does mess with moods of the kiddos. And a lot of times, listeners and clients of mine here on the show, and that do one-on-one sessions, take skin camp, School of Radiance, they love to incorporate these practices because not only are they going to get the benefits for longevity and feeling and looking their best, but their whole families are too. And just this week alone, I met with two of my clients' kids to give them skin insights, and I'm so impressed with Kelly and Spencer. Those are a couple kids of clients that I recently met with, Rachel and Spencer, rather, that I can tell are really set up on the right track. So the more, you know, younger populations and kids of those of you listening that understand this stuff, and this stuff is pretty up and coming, the Qi coil, copper coil technology. And why it's so important is honestly, I think that to get back to your statistics of 1 in 5 Canadians having cancer, I've studied mortality rates by type for years, looking at federal data. And a couple of years ago, when I needed to make an important health decision, I needed to look at the federal statistics of, you know, mortality rates by type. And I actually mentioned this in my recent paper on oxidative stress status in the skin. the fact that in 2019 to 2020, there was a doubling of death of unknown cause. And then I sought further clarification through Stats Canada, and it was explained to me that these people passed away before having a diagnosis, which could be under the bracket of autoimmune disease. And then I recently checked the website to see if there's any data. They usually publish it a year later, but there actually haven't been any publications since 2020. And I think they might have switched to a different format where now they're really only analyzing three different mortality rates by type. So I think that it's not only cancer that we're seeing being elevated, it's the autoimmune stuff, it's the new stuff. And personally, I would postulate that to energy, right? The 3G, the 5G, the 6G, and how it, and also the wiring in our homes that impact the natural sine waves of the Earth's frequency, mm-hmm. that, you know, Earth's frequency sine waves are really smooth and coherent. And then we have all these frequencies in the home and technology and Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, and those frequencies are totally scrambled. So my understanding is this type of tech helps to create more coherence, more coherent energy, so that the cells can function in the way that they're meant to function. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah. So I think a lot of people are concerned about that, concerned about 5G, and they're looking for solutions, and they're wondering like, there's so many things I can do. So everybody's saying I need to get this. So I think the one simple thing to do is to actually elevate your own energy levels and your own bioenergy field, which you can measure. We actually measure people with our bioweb camera using our coils, and in just 30 minutes, it like skyrockets. Like you can see the, you know, the graph of the guy's person's energy field being really big. So I think that the best solution is instead of trying to block everything, is to actually elevate your own shield, let's say, right? Your own bioenergy field and your own aura and your own like resonance, so that doesn't matter what's coming in, it's not going to affect you, or it gets reharmonized when it comes in. And the best way to do that is to use the qi coils. You can use it all day. People, I have lots of people that play this for hours, or play this when they sleep, or play this just all day, right, in the house. And you're creating this healing environment. You're creating this bubble where, you know, if people just come over, they say, wow, I don't know why I feel so great when I come over to your place. I just want to come over again. And they just keep coming back because of the coils there. I have so many people saying that happens to them. You know, their neighbors just want to come over. and something that actually benefits even the pets, right? If you have animals, large animals, small animals, doesn't matter. They all benefit from it. Kids, plants, your water, you can energize your water with this. So it's just the limits are unlimited.
Mm-hmm. And the other cool thing about this, and why I love to teach radiance, is there's this huge connection with electromagnetics and frequencies and radiance. And in accordance with Ayurveda, the 10th body in Ayurveda is the electromagnetic projection of all of the other body systems, which is what exudes the level of radiance. And yes, you're mentioning the BioWell. I have one of those pieces of technology too. I've had it for a number of years. And yes, we can quantify and visualize the human biofield and even measure the joule output of the mitochondria and the cells. And I found this with a few different types of technology that basically helps you create a more coherent field. So your human biofield is more thick and more dense. And then you get the better joule output, which is energy, which is fantastic. And not a lot of people I find know how to explain this really well. Mm-hmm. And when, say, for example, the blood is grounded, the cells are grounded, we're outside. And I'd love for you to share with us some of your personal practices, including Qigong for grounding, but we get better blood flow, and that in and of itself is going to give you better skin.
Yeah. I could kind of give you a picture of what it's like to have your life force elevated. So like every morning I do a practice before I wake up or before I get out of bed. And what I do is I aligned my upper chakra and lower chakra. I connect to the earth energy, and I connect to sky energy. And then it goes into my dantian, or basically your navel. Then I bring it up to the heart. Then I bring it up to the pineal gland, and then I bring it, you know, I project it out. So there's this kind of process, right? So the same thing happens to a person, like let's say like a lifestyle. They'll start noticing changes first of all by being more grounded, like you say, being more relaxed. I think a lot of us is just so tense, and you can actually see the tension in people if you look at them. Sometimes the tension here, sometimes tension like you know, here, sometimes in the neck, right? You see a lot of tension in people. And that's just from a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress that's been accumulating all the time. So the first thing that you're going to notice if you start your life force transformation is that starts to release. You start to be less tense. And you start to have more relaxation. And when you have the relaxation, that opens the door for everything else to come. Because if you're all tense, you're not opening up your energy channels for anything good to happen to you. So once you get rid of those blockages and those tensions, then what you start to happen is you start to feel just more energy. So like your navel, right? Your navel chakra, we call it Dantian. That's the source of energy. That's your body, your physical energy. So you start to feel more physical energy. So if you're feeling lethargic, unmotivated, distracted, like depressed even, then what you're going to start to get this focus. And you're going to start to feel this sense of urgency, like, oh, I got to do this. Oh, I want to do this. I got to clean this up. You're going to start noticing, oh, I got, you know, this I can do, this can do. So you have this motivation and this energy to actually motivate you and power you to do the tasks that you kind of been putting off a lot. And what's going to happen is start you to clear up your home, or you might clear up your office or your desk. And now that's the beginning. And now when you move the energy up to the heart, now you start to have better connections with people. Your relationships become better. Your communication becomes better because now you have this energy. You know, when you're really tired, you can't really talk to anybody. You can't really, you know, be very nice to people. Right? It's harder to be nice to people when you're tired, right? But when you have this energy inside of you and it comes up to your heart and then you feel full, right? Then it's easy for you to be nice to people. It's easy for you to speak nicely and lovingly to your spouse, right? Because you're full of it. It's overflowing from you, right? Whereas many of us are so drained and so burned out that we don't have the gas. Like we're out of gas, right? To really help other people, and we can't even help ourselves. So then that's the next level transfer. It goes up the heart. Then it goes up further. Let's say up to your higher centers, like we call it the crown or the pineal centers, then you start to manifest. You start to be able to project. You start to be able to have dreams, have visions, have epiphanies, coincidences. Like you'll wake up and say, "Whoa, I got this idea, such a great idea." Because then those ideas will motivate you to take action, let's say in your business, in your job, or in your life, to make changes that you never thought of before. And that's going to happen. And what's going to happen after that is you start projecting it into the world. Now you become a huge resonant crystal, so to speak, and you're projecting all these intentions into the world. And that's when you can see it's starting to react to you. You're going to start to change your reality. You're going to start to see, you know, meet people or come across opportunities, and people are going to start coming into your path that want to help you on your path and want to help you with your vision. Or you're going to find people that you need to help to align to your vision and to your purpose and so on. So that's kind of like a summary of what you might feel and what would happen to you once you get your life force activated.
Yeah. And I would say over the last few years, I started to notice this when I would go to events. And for those of you who have tuned into the show for a while, you've heard me talk about this. I previously used to have people come up to me and say, "Rachel, your skin looks fantastic. What products do you use? You know, can you show us how to do your hair and makeup? What designer are you wearing? What outfit are you wearing?" And now I don't have those questions so much anymore. I have people coming up to me and saying, "Oh, I just saw you in the room and just wanted to come up to you. You know, something about your energy." And this is exactly what happens once I started to get more clear, detox, integrate frequency tech. It's just the way that people respond to me. You really hit the nail on the head. The right people show up in the right way at the right time. And I've just seen this over the last, I would say very much so, over the last 12 years. So when we get our inner machinery functioning in such a way, really, you know, good things happen to us. And if things keep, you know, continue to not go your way, and this happens and that happens, you might very well be attracting that to you because your vibe's off. And so we want to be a frequency match to what we are desiring to have more of and the life. And it's so cool when we talk about consciousness and manifestation, also in relation to beauty, because a lot of people, you know, they're spending money on their skincare and rejuvenation in an effort to slow the signs of aging. But if they're not doing the inner work with the lifestyle, it's almost in vain. And I see people who are doing the inner work, body, mind, spirit, energy. They do yoga, they do Qigong, they have spiritual practice. They're right with God, with their family. They require much less rejuvenation and they respond more powerfully to, say, you know, laser skin rejuvenation, for example. So I'd love to ask you some specific questions here, David. What are your top tips and lifestyle tips to succeed? I know you have some practices with martial arts. Tell me about your Bruce Lee training, because I have a background in martial arts, kickboxing, and jiu-jitsu as well as Qigong, and how that helps you focus your life force.
I think with martial arts, it's also yin and yang, right? We have the internal arts and there's also external arts. Now, what you see, like when you see somebody punch somebody, that's obviously external, right? It's external force. But there's something behind that. There's something called internal force that you don't see. Then that's where you, where Bruce Lee, you know, demonstrates in the 1-inch punch, because it's only 1 inch. You don't see that much happening, but you can see the effects. You can see the guy flying away. So the key to, I think, once again, balancing your energy is to understand what is internal energy and understand what is external energy. So in martial arts, that's why I practice, right? So the Qigong, the meditation, the visualization, that's the internal. You don't see anything outside. It's all happening inside. But you use that in the external, and now it amplifies and multiplies what you can do externally. Does it make sense? So those that's kind of like what, you know, part of what Bruce Lee talks about. But another thing that Bruce Lee talks about is about being very direct and then finding the most efficient way of doing something, right? So because before he created his Jeet Kune Do, which is the martial art that he created, he studied all sorts of different martial arts, and he found that their weakness was that there's just too many moves. It was too flowery, too fancy, and wasn't very practical. So he basically simplified everything that he learned into maybe 5 or 8 different moves. There were not that many moves, but the key is to be so good at those moves that you become very, very lethal, because he says it's better to practice one punch or one technique 10,000 times than to practice 10,000 techniques only one time, right? The person who practiced 10,000 times is the one that can actually use it and use it very effectively. So I think the key to becoming very effective as a person is to get really good at something and just keep working at it and be very, you know, become a master of one thing.
Yes. And I see this with people who lack direction in their lives. They try and complete a task and they get distracted by 5 to 10 other things. They lack this focus of this life force, and that, you know, has a impact on how scrambled they are psychologically and then also in their personal and professional lives. So the more intentional we are with the direction of our energy, with tasks that need to be completed, tune out the noise, especially that higher brain as well, negative thought forms, which are very likely not your own energy and are simply there to distract you and instill those negative emotions. This stuff goes so incredibly deep. And I saw you drinking some water from a glass container. I'm curious, have you done anything special to the water that you're drinking?
Well, I don't have to actively do it, but it's in my room and I'm always using these technologies. So the water is being charged all the time. And another interesting thing, some interesting side effects of using the coils. Number one, you get thirsty, okay? Probably because you are your metabolism is increasing, and also you're activating your cells to flush out the toxins.
Your mitochondria is simply emitting more joules, which means your mitochondria is making more ATP. So absolutely, revving up metabolism, which I determined through data from the BioWell. That's what's going on.
Yeah, so mitochondria activity. Another interesting thing is you start to have more dreams. So you sleep better, but on top of that, your dreams will become vivid. So I've had people who have said, oh, I haven't dreamed, I don't dream. Right? They say, I never dream. And then they say, whoa, I had this dream. I never had it. Like, I couldn't even remember the last time I had a dream. Or people that dream regularly, now their dreams become like really vivid. They can, like, the sounds become really loud in their dream for some reason. And then that's what they say. Or they, you know, it's become more vivid, or they even get lucid dreaming. So that's another interesting thing that happens. So another interesting side effect is coincidences. Okay, then this is something maybe not as, you know, quantitative, but it does happen, right? Like people who haven't had some best friend from like decades ago, call them out of the blue, or they bump into somebody on the street that they haven't met for a long time, or they pick up like $100 off the pavement or somebody dropped or something like that. So those kind of side effects happen, which is like kind of inexplicable in some ways, tend to happen when people start using this technology.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I've had some pretty beautiful answers to prayer, even just over the last couple of days. And I've had a chance to use your tech for a little while now. And yeah, when you're on the right track, you get the reinforcement that you are on the right track. And if you ask for those signs to confirm your direction, you're going to see them. You just have to be less distracted with being on your phone and your smartwatches and having your mind concerned with the woes of the world. But really, you know, one of the things that I'm really passionate about sharing here on the show is to not only look great, but feel great. And then to have people notice that something's different about you and then start to ask those questions. And then you can share the cool lifestyle things, you know, your body, mind, spirit, energy practices. But when you first start talking to people about your health journey, what you do, you really want to wait for those invitations for questions and not just, you know, word vomit all of the things that we do behind the scenes, because when people aren't ready to hear this information, it's just going to go straight over their head and they might think that you are a complete nutter. So just be prepared for that. However, the other thing, when you are more in these frequencies, more coherent state, detoxed, protected from electromagnetic frequencies, also with you, etheric boundaries, spiritual practices, it's just remarkable how the right people show up at the right time. I've had two incidences of that even just today. And then two times after speaking at the biohacking conference in Orlando, I met two lovely ladies that listened to my talk that were also literally in Jupiter here. I live in Jupiter, which is pretty cool to say. Mm-hmm. So what are the chances, right? So just when you see these little confirmations that you're on the right track, it's very positive. It's very uplifting. But you're really only going to get to that state when you are as pure as possible. That's why detoxification is so key, which is why I love some of your frequencies. So every 21 days, I do a very specific parasite cleanse. And for the first time, I actually introduce your general parasite frequencies in my cleanse. And I didn't have Herxheimer's reaction, which I had two cycles prior to. And I felt much better. But yes, the thirst I definitely noticed was increased, but I felt better during this cleanse. So I would say that just from my personal experience, it helped to support that. What are some of your comments on that with using your TAC as a form to assist with detox?
Yeah, so we have a parasite cleanse collection, and it's very popular. We have actually lots of people using it. We have all the different worms and all the different parasites, frequencies for them. But I think the key thing, the reason why it feel a lot, you know, it went a lot more smoothly for you is because our coils are just designed in a way that interfaces, let's say, with your body energy field a lot better than a lot of other stuff out there. A lot of people that make these coils don't really understand the proper geometries and things like that, or they don't even have any geometry, or they don't understand how the yin and the yang works, and how to configure them to have different effects, or how to configure them to make them actually feel really good, you know, because there's a lot of very abrasive technology out there. They say, okay, we'll just pump in as much current as possible and then just turn up to 11. And then, you know, basically using shock treatment for your body. And that's their strategy, right? The shotgun approach. Whereas we use the more of a refined and a more accurate approach and a more gentle and soothing approach, which is yet, you know, surprisingly still very, you know, very, very effective. So I think that's the main key with our technology and these frequencies.
Mm-hmm. There's a researcher, which I'm sure you're aware of, Dr. Beverly Rubick. Mm-hmm. She's one of the pioneers in studying the human biofield.
Yeah.
And one of my colleagues had her do a study with their technology. I know she's game for researching tech, so I highly recommend reaching out to her to assist with research for you too.
Yeah, that'd be great. I actually quote some of her work in my book, Life of Qi.
What a great synchronicity. I quoted her in my most recent research article.
Oh, you did?
I sure did.
This book you can get on the link that Rachel will provide. It's only a dollar. It's the ebook and the audiobook is a dollar. If you want to get this book, the physical book is like $7 or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And this episode is truly an example of really good people out there that are kind of doing things ahead of their time. However, give it 5-10 years, you're going to see a lot more of this happening. And again, our European counterparts are really involved in the energy medicine biofield space. If you go to a rejuvenation clinic in Europe, you're getting frequency therapies left, right, and center. And people show up for a week at these places. But here in Western society, North America, you go to a med spa for a day and you get a couple treatments done. But now more and more clinics are starting to integrate more of the functional wellness, the energy frequency wellness. And that's something that I'm actually a part of and helping to roll out to enhance comfort, to enhance outcomes, and also to support the staff in the clinics too. So some really cool things I do behind the scenes. And Faye, you're likely going to listen to this episode. You know that I'm going to help you also with building your business behind the scenes and incorporating this, because that's actually one of the reasons I wrote this last paper is rejuvenation clinics are really missing the mark on the inner wellness and the concept of oxidative stress status, and are providing treatments on people when they're already burdened with toxins. And so this paper is done as kind of as a safety piece to reduce things like side effects and enhance more powerful outcomes by getting the rejuvenation clinics on board with some of the more longevity types of clinics that are operating with more of a functional wellness, which I would say are primarily here on the East Coast. Is your tech in clinics?
Oh, yeah. We have many clinics, whether chiropractors, spas, meditation centers, physicians, surgeons, you name it, energy healers, Reiki masters, acupuncturists. Yeah.
Yeah, this is
all across the board.
Yeah. So imagine all the people coming into those clinics, but also the clinicians themselves that are getting this frequency support. And the more we have this frequency out there, just it really does help support more people that are close by, which is fantastic, because counteracting the frequencies from other types of things that help our technology work, I think is really important to do. And of course, what we talk about here on the show is not medical advice. It is educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. So I'll ask you one last question here, David, while we wrap things up here. I have a feeling I know what your answer is going to be. What would you say is the future of medicine and healing and, you know, helping humans achieve their highest potential, in your opinion?
Mm-hmm. Well, frequency is going to play a big part of that. And it's simply because it's just so simple and so effective. And it's been around for thousands of years. It's just that now we created technology to replicate all that ancient wisdom and all those ancient practices into something that is easily repeatable and duplicatable. All you need is just turn it on and just have one of these. So I think we're going to see a lot more implementation of, coils or some kind of resonance frequency, magnetic fields. It could be even become part of like standard appliance. Like we have, like today we have water treatment systems, we have air filter systems. Well, maybe eventually every home is going to have like a energy clearing system, right? Which is as a coil. And that could clear the energy in the house, right? The frequencies in the house. So I see it being implemented in more of a large scale, becoming more conventional. And there are already clinics. Like I heard, there's this cancer clinic that uses devices such as this, and they are having, you know, incredible results with cancer clients. And so there are more and more practitioners are adopting, embracing this technology, and the results speak for itself. Like people are getting better, people are recovering, people are transforming their lives. You can read all the thousands of reviews on our website. You can see that this stuff is working, and it's just a matter of time before, you know, people share with people and more people and so on, and they'll start to realize, well, we got to try this out, and then experience it, and then tell more people and so on. So I think it's just a matter of time before it's going to be like a household appliance or a household thing that everybody will have.
Yeah, personally, I heard about kind of this, you know, coil-based torus field, free energy type of situation when I was in my teens. And I've always been really excited about different energizing options for our cells. So if this stuff can energize our mitochondria and ATP, imagine what else it can energize too, that you use daily. So with this kind of tech, there are reasons why you likely haven't heard about it very much. However, yes, in my conversation with, you know, one of the top North American oncologists, Dr. Aaron Keneally, is really helping people. It's people, for example, board certified physicians that have an open mind to this kind of tech are really going to be a big help in getting this stuff rolled out and substantiated. So we're seeing a lot more of that, which is fantastic. And I'm thrilled to have you all here on the show learning about this, because you're going to hear about this stuff more and more on other shows. The more people that talk about it, the less it is, less easy it is to suppress. So, yeah. So do you have any closing words for us today, David?
Well, I think it's important for me to share my vision, and our mission as a company is to heal the world together. So we're doing this because we want to raise the resonance of the planet, and we're going to think, and our strategy is to do it with this technology, get it out to as many people as possible to sort of transform individual people, as well as families, communities, and then the world.
Absolutely. This is how we do it. You know, one soul at a time, reaching others. And I'm really, really excited for you, David, to be checking out some of my favorite hiking trails that I have shown you. And you'll be very excited to see different patterns in nature that present themselves in different energy vortexes. And you'll love it. You're going to have a great time going there for your birthday, and you'll have to tell me all about it. Well, thank you so much, David, for being here on the show. I warmly invite, and thank you, David, for your generosity. Everyone is invited to use promo code RACHEL10 and purchase your Qi Coil technology today over at QiLifeStore.com. That's QiLife store.com. The link will also be in the description of this episode. And right now I'm doing the skin building collagen frequency of 190 hertz, then 370 hertz, and then 7,250 hertz. And these frequencies are done at about 3 minutes at a time. You just go through the sequence. And this is so cool. It's, you turn it on, you forget about it, and it's running in the background, and you and those in your, you know, home and building even get the benefit of it too. So do you have anything else left to say here that's helpful to share, David?
Well, just thank you so much for having me on the podcast, and I look forward to meeting you in Palm Beach in a couple of weeks.
Yes, it's Dr. Fab. Again, everyone, this is an example. So last time David had me on his show, and everybody check out David Wong's YouTube channel. What a great resource. David mentioned someone to connect to at a, he's hosting a conference coming up in Palm Beach. And, you know, here I am in South Florida to be well connected. Dr. Fab gave me an incredible idea. And so then got on the call with a girlfriend. Let's roll this out. Let's help clinics integrate more holistic wellness. And then today we actually had our first enrollment call with someone interested, and they registered. So again, this is an example of when you're in the right frequency, you're on the right track, you get that validation. So thank you for you, David, to connect me with Dr. Fab to give me this great idea. And he just gave me this idea. He's like, you need to do this. Like, just out of the kindness of his own heart. And I, you know, wasn't wanting anything in return. And then we're going to pay it forward as well. So thank you. I didn't share that with you off camera, so I appreciate you, and you'll get to meet my colleague too. So for those of you who are interested in booking a one-on-one session with me, go to the School of Radiance. It is all there now in one easy place. And for those of you who are looking to enhance your practice with the behind the scenes things that I personally like to recommend, send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca. Just reach out, links in this episode, and I'll be able to help you out. David, where can people find you?
They can reach me through Instagram. It's David Wong Mastery. That's my ID on this Instagram, David Wong Mastery.
Perfect. I love your Instagram. You just have great content there. And it was really easy for me to tell immediately that you are a high vibe, a radiant man. And I needed to know all the things that you talk about and the tech that you do, because I can see it in you. And, you know, having this run right now, I can see it on myself on screen too. And I look forward to those of you tuning into the show to get your systems as well.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, David Wong, for being on the show from Qi Coil Technology. It's spelled QI, it's Qi. Yeah. And you're just doing great work in the world. So thank you for what you're doing.